You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome. What are you doing?
I'm giving you the finger. The hell? And you're just sitting there not doing anything. You're supposed to be doing the intro.
I was.
This is staying on the podcast. Okay.
That's fine. That's fine because, you know, we're all about the things and the stuff. But hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. Hey!
Hello.
Episode 99. Oh, my God.
99. Name of this was going to be 99 problems, but I couldn't think, and then I couldn't think of something, but something ain't one, and I didn't want to be something, like, I didn't want to say something rude, so 99. I just said 99 problems, but ... so.
Nice. Anyway, hi, everybody. I'm your host, Leda. Joining me.
Nope.
Hang on.
Nope. Yep.
That way.
On our call, you were correct the first time, but on the show, we're the opposite way. I did that on purpose.
That's darn.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, my Twitch decided to stop. Anyway, hi guys. Welcome. Everybody, hi chat room. Howdy. Yeah. Howdy, people.
Hi.
We're here for things and stuff. That's what we're all about. Because apparently there's things and stuff happening in WoW as well as our real lives.
What?
Pretty much.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have talked to you more today than I have, I think, in the whole year.
Yeah, I
combined,
know.
I think. Like, not counting podcast stuff. Not counting podcast stuff. Okay. No. But dealing with things and stuff, I've talked with you more today than I have in the whole year.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Had a bit to sort. So it's all good.
Just sorted. Can't wait for this day to be over.
Well, you know, you haven't just heard my voice all day. Let's just say that. So
that's true.
You know, you've had different dulcet tones.
Yes.
So that's been,
very happy.
But anyway.
Okay.
Apparently, like, in 3 days, something's happening.
I heard something like less than 100 hours. We're going to be doing Shadowlands, man.
Yeah, I know.
Less than 100 hours. We will be in Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Okay, good.
To be honest, like, I know a lot of people that are running their alts through the bosses, right? You know, to get gear and all that stuff, which is a great way to get, you know, gear. I did it once on my main.
Yeah.
And I think I did it again on my horde main, which is not really my main, but it's my main horde tune. And it was I've been more farming stuff. But on this episode, Stone discusses thick and long. Okay, I'm just gonna say it was a conversation that we had. Hello, Allie. Spanky. It came up that somebody said that they liked it thick and long. And I thought that would be a great thing to tweet without any pretext or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's, you know.
Well, so the thing is that I know what the context
is,
and the other person knows what the context
is. Yes, and it's not dirty.
It's not dirty, but funny.
It's still funny as heck. The other one was like, I like them young or something like that. Like, it's like, oh, and I didn't even think about it. I'm like, huh, what? And people started to giggle, and I'm like, what? Oh, well. Okay. XQ says, well, let's be honest. We're all going to sit at disconnected from server for a bit. How was Battle for Azeroth launch? I thought it was good. No, I don't recall there being a ton of downtime.
I think it was one of the smoothest ones I've had.
I thought it was pretty good. I don't remember there being downtime. This time around, I don't know, because we know that they had to push stuff back, and we know that from what I've heard, because I have not played the beta because I didn't want to spoil story, that some of it was not polished. Yeah. But, you know, if they took that month to polish it, I don't know what the state is, but I'm sort of uneasy. But I think, you know, I don't think it's going to be terribly bad. I wonder if there's going to be more DDoS attacks more than server problems that Blizzard could have fixed, right?
True. Yeah.
So in this coming run, sorry, this new stuff that we're going to get exposed to now, I guess, exposed. What are you picking for Lita's, what are they called? Covenants. What's your go-to? The first one you were like, oh yeah, this is it. I have asked her this question a dozen times. Wow. Spanky, that is the way that I'm going.
I think I know the way that I'm gonna go, but I've not played it and I've not read a lot.
Okay.
Other than pretty much what Execute has pretty much told me. Okay. So I'm kinda gonna let the game play out, let the story play out. Because I don't really know. Like, I was in beta, I played a bit of Bastion, I did a bit of because obviously I was over there more doing challenge tune stuff. So I was trying not to look at story and just be very, okay, how is stuff hitting? That kind of stuff. So I think I've got an idea, because I know what appeals to me as a person and what I like. But I don't know. Like, story-wise, which way's Lita gonna go? I don't know, but I'd say vampires.
Really? Vampires? Okay.
I think so. But cool. Again, I want to see how everything plays out. That's how I'm leaning. So I'm not going to be like, yes, I'm just going this way. I just don't know. I like to see how the story plays out. So we'll see.
So from what I know, I was probably going to go Necrolords, because for my class, which is a Death Knight, that just from everything that I've seen online, this seems like lore-wise, that's where my character and my class would go, is that's what I want to do. I'm just having a tough time not crying about not being able to change my soul bind, not my soul bind, but you know, the covenant power. So, you know, I'm not rating mythic high end stuff. So really overall, it doesn't matter. So if you're, you know, worried about not being able to pick the best power for your class because you want to pick based on the lore, pick based on the lore, do what makes you happy, do what makes you happy. I know I was one of those people that was like, oh, but why can't we just pick our lore and then just have the powers change based on what's good for us, right? Just, you know, if you're playing Mythic rating, like high end, then it matters, really. And besides that, just do what makes you happy.
Yeah. True.
I am Necrolord all the way. I thought I heard that each covenant is going to have a mount that you're going to be able to get at when you've completed them.
Yes.
And that will mean, you know, because I got to have all the mounts, so I'm going to be doing this like three other times.
Yeah.
But I heard it's not too bad on alts. Like, you get to pick it when you first hit level 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Spanky says, you know that there's two pets. You know there are pets, which are more important. Oh, like pets for like hunter pets that you can tame, which is pretty cool. I heard that they added something in that you could tame a couple different classes. Oh, he's talking about pet battles, battle pets. Undead, you can tame undead as like a hunter. That's pretty cool.
Wow. Ooh, so you might get one of those doggies with the spiky stuff.
Go back to Ice Crown and go in and ask her and ask what's her name. You know, the one like, oh, your magic betrays you, you know, and it's like the second last boss. The big giant dragon. Sindragosa. Thank you.
Yeah.
Try and tame her. And ask her if her magic did betray her or not. It's just, you know, just trying to do that fight over and over again. It just stuck in your head or stuck in my head. Your magic betrays you. Like, oh, God. You also got Cloud Serpents too, so you have two Elegons. Nice. I have seen hunters around with two with both of them. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
What's your plans for Monday? Or the day that it launches for you, because I don't know exactly what time it's going to be for you in Aussie land. Australia.
Well, as much as I'd love to say that I'm just going to sit down and play, I got to work.
When's it launch? Oh, Spanky says 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, I'll be at work. Okay. So hopefully by the time I get home and sort the family and dinner and all of that and get to sit down and play, that any little higgly piggly things will have settled. So that I'll sit down and just be able to be like, okay, off I go. Quest over here. Do this. Shiny. You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. Allie will be at work too. I know. But I kind of feel like that's not a bad thing because...
Wait, Allie, you're going to be at work too?
If it's all
North America, I thought it was... I guess so. Because time zones, right? So I think for Allie, it's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So she'll still be at work. Yes. And for me, I think it's 6 o'clock. But funny enough, I probably won't be playing. I'll be streaming wrestling because I cannot miss a show. Oh, actually, it's going to be a special show, so I can't even not have it. So I have to do my show, my wrestling show. Uh-huh. And you know, I guess my first time playing will probably be Tuesday during the day sometime, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I figure, you know what? Everyone can be our beta testers, right, Spanky? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll just sit back and on Tuesday we'll just be like, yeah, well, cool.
Good play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie, it's Tuesday for Lita, but Monday for us.
Yeah.
Spanky, you'll be playing for 1 week, then running away for a week in the mountains. Australia has mountains.
Yeah.
I thought it was all like desert.
No.
I thought most of it was desert. No?
There's a lot of desert.
There's a lot of desert right in the middle, right? Like it's like your central
outback.
Yeah.
Core blimey. By crikey.
Wow. Sounds like a bogan to me. I've no
idea. Jeez, mate.
Okay. No, I well, lost my train of thought, but so have you been exposed to any of the lore or story or quest text? Apparently, she likes that word called exposed. So I need another drink. My God. It's going to be one of those.
No, what I was thinking, is actually I did download the two little novels.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, God, actually. Now I've completely forgot. Christy Golden had written one, which had to do with Shaw and Flynn.
Okay.
Which I'm in the middle of reading, so I haven't finished that.
I heard something about that got everybody all mad. I'm like, really? People get over yourselves, you know? Yeah,
people need to stop being dicks. But it's really good. So far, I'm not going to say. It's just I'm only just into it, and I've got that. I also did the one, now I'm going to say Robert Brooks. Is okay. that right? James Brooks, Robert Brooks. I feel like it's a Brooks. Anyway, he did the other one. Yeah, a little short story. And that only came out like late last week, I'm going to say. Where is it? Wow Stuff. And that looks, yeah, Terror by Torchlight was the Christy Golden one.
Okay.
And the other one, I completely have forgotten what it's called, but I've got that one to read as well. So they're short stories. So I've done that. As I said, I did some beta. I tried to avoid reading any quests. I kind of just went, accept this quest. How much do I need to kill? Don't read anything, because that's what I like to do. On Leader, I like to. I'll go and I'll read the whole quest.
Yeah.
And look around and be like, let's just go over here, even though I should be over here. Because, you know, shiny, and that's what I do. So I know what I do. So it's all good. But I want to, you know, just do that. And rest of the stuff, I haven't really paid attention other than, you know, anything Execute tells me. So I've not gone looking. I just haven't really had that much time to look and read stuff. So I just let it come to me.
So I try not to do beta because I don't want to spoil the lore, right? For me, I want to experience it when it's live, right? Yeah. I have a friend of mine that has been in beta and TR, and what they do is that they read everything and experience everything so that when it goes live, they can power through everything really quick.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure in the beta and PTR that they don't show you cutscenes and, you know, all these things, right?
No, it's not right. My big red X.
Right. So for me, while I think that would be a neat thing to try next time around, if I were to get a beta invite, I don't know if I could process it where I don't know if I could remember it to be like, okay, hey, I was doing this quest, now insert video here. Right. And then remember what the context was, you know, I don't think that would work for me, but it was a neat way of, I think that they just want to level up to max as fast as they can. It's not that they're trying to do it as a race. They're just, all right, let's go. Right. Okay. The other thing I want to ask you about is, have you killed Nathanos yet?
Yes.
Okay. So normally, like, it's not really a spoiler, right? Because it's live, right? And it's not like you have to go kill some raid or something like that, right? So
yeah.
What did you think of his ending?
Okay. Little thing. I didn't actually know that that's what we were doing until Execute told me that we had a new boss, and I was like, why have we got a new boss? Okay.
Oh,
it's the Thanos. I didn't really know that was coming. Okay. So it was kind of like, oh, okay. All right. So I went over there and did all that I had to do, and was kind of like, huh, right. I think I might have missed a bit of lore stuff in between what I last did and this. But, it was an interesting fight. It was...
Basically, Sylvanas kind of took off. Well, she took off.
Mm. Yeah.
Went to the Shadowlands. And the Thanos is kind of left on his own.
Yeah.
You know? And, they found him.
Kind of... There was like this little gap of
okay.
Hang on, stuff wasn't quite making sense, and all of a sudden I'm killing the Thanos because okay, but it was interesting. The cinematic, they are getting so good. The quality,
and they're using game stuff too. I mean, like yes, they do take it and then edit, but. It's not the CGI stuff, but it's still pretty good.
It's it just blows me away. Like just watching the colors on the skin, watching their eyes, especially towards the end of it. It just was like, whoa.
I'm gonna put it out there. I am not a fan of her.
Yeah.
Taranda, it makes sense why she's there. Absolutely, 100%, for sure. Mm. I can't. Every time she's on the screen, her and what's his face, Malfurion. Oh God, they are my least favorite characters. Honestly, I can't deal with them. So to see him, Fair has left the chat. Like to see Nathanos and what happened to him. 100%. That's what should have happened. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm not. Or I don't. You know. It's more. I kind of liked him. Not kind of what he did, but I kind of liked him because I kind of understood where he came from, you know, that kind of deal. And I feel like they made a mistake in that now he's going to be with his mistress. Absolutely. And I feel like, though, I think he thinks everything's going to be great now because I'm back with my mistress, and she's going to be like, and Sylvanas is going to be like, yeah, nobody get. And she's going to kick him to the curb, and he's going to be like, as a character. I think he will end up helping us against her.
Maybe.
I think he will end up helping us in a raid against her somewhere, because you know we're gonna go and attack her or something like that.
Well, you know what's interesting, Sylvanas. His house. So where you go to fight him in Eastern Plaguelands, and after, so funny. After I killed him, I'm going to say I was on an alt and I killed him. I was like getting ready to hearth back to Zandalar. I was on top of the house. And next thing, because being late night, you know, Oceanic, there's not a lot. I'm on US server. There's not a lot, but all of a sudden you could see people were zoning in. So obviously someone's made a group and people were coming to the server and they pulled him, and I'm on the roof and I'm like, okay, cool. They've got a group. Excellent. All right. I'm going to hearth out. Next thing, I get punted off the roof. Not once. It didn't kill me the first time. I got hit once. I'm flying through the air. I get hit again, like within 3 seconds. So I've gone flying. Like, it feels like about a kilometer from the house. Like, it is a long way. Dead. I actually die up in the air.
Up in the air? Nice.
Yeah, I died, but I fell down, so I was there. And then, of course, I had to make that freaking stupid run back to my... And I'm just going,
yep.
What? What the hell happened? I wasn't in the fight.
That's hilarious.
And apparently, I found out very shortly after that if you're on the house or in the house... When he's engaged, he does not like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm going to have to try that. I've got to try it.
Like,
nice.
Not that much beforehand, because I was looking going, and I'm like, oh, this has happened to someone else. Excellent. Okay, so it's not just me. And yeah, by that stage, I could see a couple of people had posted saying, if you're in the house or on the house.
Oh, so to stop people from trying to bug them? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fair enough. And boy, he hit hard. But I didn't get one shot, but I got hit and then and flung and then hit again and flung like further. It was because I was like, I'm looking going, yeah, there's the house. Here's my body. Like, I'm like a kilometer away from the house. So yeah, it was hilarious. But at the time I was like going, what?
I know that. So Spanky said in the chat that DBM reset and auto put the skip cinematics on. Right. I know that Allie was having a problem with that, but she had it disabled. But she was trying to figure out if there was a different add-on that was skipping it. And I offered up Azeroth Autopilot because sometimes that's got an option to skip stuff, right? Because that's more meant to speed level your character. But she doesn't run that. So I'm not sure if other people had that same issue where it was skipping, but she couldn't find it. She tried disabling all add-ons and it was still skipped. Really? That's bizarre.
Okay. Huh. Wow.
Well, that's not good.
Would there be a setting in?
I mean, if it's if you're using default WoW, it shouldn't be skipped, right?
Yeah,
it should still be good.
Unless there's something in the default of the actually BattleNet.
Okay, the forms. It sounds like a problem. WoW. A lot of people had that issue.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well, I guess for now, look at it on YouTube.
It's going to be on YouTube. I can't get my freaking Twitter to post.
Oh.
I have still, to
yeah, yes. Yeah. It still gives you a black screen, right? And you can't sign back into it. Yeah. I've got the same issue. I'm hoping that they fix that come Monday or Tuesday. Because I would like to be able to tweet again. As much as we joked about losing a raid tier, it was funny. I'm sorry, it was funny. I use it a lot.
Yeah.
I use it a lot, and I don't know. So, okay, we have 20 minutes to go.
Okay.
Where is... Oh, there we go.
All right. Well, tell us about your week.
Okay. Lots of mounts. I've got all of my 8.3 mounts. I've got... So I got my male muncher mount from the horrific vision, finally. And I got 100,000 corrupted mementos. So I finally bought that mount. And because if you collect 100,000, I thought it was 1,000,000. Thank God it was only 100,000.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, so all that I have left are Mogu assault mounts. So the rares that only spawn during the Mogu assaults in the Vale.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Okay. This is my day. This is my day. I'm going to get them. And so I had all my alts ready, parked at the proper spots and all that. And I started going through. And in the span of maybe, I think like 4 or 5 hours, I think I got 3 out of the 4 mounts. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Nice. I said to Carrie that, hey, you know, I would have been happy with just one dropping. Like just having one of them drop, you know, but I got 3 out of the 4. So the only one I need left is Rei Lun, which is down inside the temple, down, way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all my alts parked there. I'm just going to wait till the next assault. I don't think he's green. I think he's just a dragon of some kind. I know I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
Right now it's a greater assault. So next week we'll see.
Okay. But 3, damn.
That's I was shocked.
Mm.
I was like, if I got the 4th one, it's going to go buy a lotto ticket. Cause dang,
that would have been awesome.
Cause I would love to win the lotto. That'd be great.
Lotto would be awesome about now.
I also am almost mecha done. Thank goodness. Cause I am almost mecha done with Mechagon. So Mechagon Mechadun is an achievement that once you're done that, you get a mount. And that's the only reason why I'm doing it, is because there's a mount attached to the achievement. And I only need one vinyl from the reclamation rig. And the dang thing will not drop. Get me out of there. So I'm also killing if you can find, so there's a rare called Steel Singer Freya. She's over on some of the other little islands off to the side where Sea Spit is. So she'll spawn there. She has a low chance of dropping any of the vinyls. So if you still need one and you can't get it from XYZ and you tried that, then you can still go kill her for another shot at it.
Okay.
But it's a lower chance, I think.
Yeah.
I'm also working on Nazjatar achievement mount. I have 3 weeks of Madrigar, whatever his face is. You know, the one
have
that
you
can
seen the pony?
Fabius?
Yeah.
Or Fabius? Heck yeah, I got that too this week. Yep. Listen. This is my new catchphrase is listen. All right. I don't know what it is. It's just listen. I don't know what it is. I got that mount too.
Wow.
And it was this week. Nice. I got soundless as well. I got like, I am nearly done with getting those rares now, except for that one 8.3 mount. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
I need more mounts with the island expeditions. And I can't get them to drop, which it's just a random chance every time you're finished one. And I'm actually wondering when they're going to allow you to solo queue, because at level 60, you should be able to go in and start doing. Did you see Blizz started permabanning multi-boxers today that you still use the software? A 20-boxer in the EU lost all of his accounts. Well, they told them. I mean, they made it clear. Listen, it was okay before. It's not okay now. Stop using it. If you didn't stop using it, that's on you. Now, I the only thing I want to address with that is that this is not because they're saying it's cheating. They're not banning multi-boxers because it's cheating. They're banning it because people are making too much gold. Okay, they're making tons of gold, and gold now has a dollar value. Well, it has a dollar value since they added the WoW token. It's got a dollar value. So when you can multi-box, you just can't do the software that lets you send A to five different accounts, right? Yeah. Like I think it's called IIS Boxer or something like that. What's the other one? I forget what the other one is, but or hot keynet, right? That's the other one. Those are the two big ones, I think. And It's because people are making too much gold, which that's dollar value. So
yeah,
it's not that it was cheating. I did try to multi-box myself with Hotkeynet, and I got it to kind of work, but what a pain in the butt to set it up. Oh my goodness. You know what? I was not enjoying the game. What a pain. I would rather just go play. Sorry?
I tried Jamba for a while, but I found
Jamba is different. Jamba is the in Warcraft stuff.
Well, I think back then
it's a nightmare in war mode. Oh my goodness. I can't imagine. Chop chop. Don't do things that are against terms of service. I mean, terms of service will change, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. Doing the Iron Man challenge may be against terms of service one day. You never know. But it's not going to be like that. But, you know, just... So Naz Jatar got 3 weeks of Madrigar, you know, whatever the guy is. You know that you can only go into his cave like once a week and kill something as part of the achievement. So I've got 3 more weeks of this guy, and then I have to level up my last dude up to 30, rank 30 or something.
Oh yeah.
And he's at 21, so that's no big deal. That's like nine days, because I only need you. Okay, for people that are trying to level up your guardian there's 3 quests that you need to do. And that's it. It's not a big deal. It's not like you need to do every single quest. So it's fine. It's going to take me longer to complete the Madrigar one. And that one gives you a crab mount. And I can't wait to ride around on my crab mount. But that's pretty, because I'm just a crabby guy. Crab people. Yep. Crab people. All right. So that's... been my but month still, roughly lots of mounts. Lots of mounts
this week. How many mounts
this so week that? I am using Warcraft mounts to track my mounts, and I want to say when I started tracking it earlier this month, and I think it was at 89 I needed, and I'm down to 76, so I got 13 mounts. One of those is a dual mount. So if you get it on Horde, you get it on Alliance as well. So those count as two, even though they're one. But so I've got 12/13 mounts this month, and I'm more than happy with that.
Yeah. Well done.
That's awesome. That's it. I'm done. Now I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to drink.
Okay. You drink. Yeah, well, I did manage to get my Hunter and the Pally to 50. So I kind of got off my backside, because I was a bit like, it's been really hard for me to level alts, because, you know, I like to do everything on leader, and I've been busy doing challenge stuff. And all the normal alts are just like over there going, hi, are you going to play us? Anyway, I managed to get the Hunter out, and yeah, got her to 50, and then I decided I'd get the Pally. So that was good. I've been doing Ice Crown stuff since that came in. I got the bag on leader. I got the new little curse keepsake, or whatever it is.
Ooh, cool.
Which goes well with my other one, so I've got both of them in my bags now.
Nice. So do they both work as a pair, so you'll have two of them that walk beside you every once in a while,
I don't think I've had them both go off at the same time. But I've had still both have been active at times, so I got that. I was happy with that. I got the full set of the Argent cloth stuff, because I wanted to, you know, transmog and get all those things. So I got that. Mm-hmm. I got the pet, or a couple, because now I've got coiny, tokeny things.
I need to recollect my pets. I sold a lot of pets. I sold a lot of pets.
What? Oh, well, you did
get Well, I had to, because I had to get the Brutosaur and pets. Man, they sell like crazy.
Yeah.
It's a tough market, but I got. Anyways, I'll shut up. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. And you've got a lovely, you know, the Brontosaurus mount. It's very cute. So
cute.
You did well on that.
Cute. I'm not sure if that's the word that I'd use to describe him. He's a massive hunk of manhood.
Hunk he's of not dinosaur.
Cute. Yeah.
Dinosaur. He is cute. Anyway, so I did that. I managed to take the priest over. I've done a bit of stuff on her. And my hunter I've taken over as well. And I've started, because the cloth gear is all the same. Like, so I don't need to get the cloth gear on the priest for transmog, because it's exactly the same as what I got on leader. The hunter stuff, though, is different. So now I'm thinking I've got, 3 days, 4 days? To try and get the hunter, the leathers, the mail, and the plate stuff, just so I've got it. But I don't know. Time and stuff is not good. So we'll see.
Things and stuff. 2 days.
Things and stuff.
Get cracking.
I don't. I've got, you know, IRL. I've got other things I have to attend to.
Everything can be put to the side. This is World of Warcraft, okay?
No, it's Christmas time is coming and work is a people. What did I say to you earlier this morning? People.
This morning, I was, I don't know what I was doing this morning.
Yeah. I said to you, work sucks and people suck. Yes. People being people.
Oh, anyway. No. Again? Are you kidding? Is this twit still around? I thought that work twit that you had there was gone.
The work twit?
I mean, I don't want to say names or details, but...
Yeah. No, I'm at a... Oh,
oh no. Oh no. All right. That's not good for podcasts. To talk about inside okay. stuff. All right, you need to tell me after. Wow. Oh no.
Anyway, yeah. Let's get back to what I was talking about. And what I wanted to know was what I wanted to say first off was big thank you to Execute, my sweetie. Thank you. He's helped me a lot this week. So thank you. Just
how? Like how so? Please explain.
Well, he's bought me over because he plays Oceanic because I don't play Oceanic. I haven't for like the last, I'm going to say at least the last 8 years. So US servers on my time are very dead and trying to kill the rares in Ice Crown. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go well because there's not a lot of people. So he's bought me over, grouped up and bought me over to his server. And all of a sudden, there's like hundreds of people and then I can get red kills. So thank you.
I did not look for a group, but on my Horde character on Earthen Ring, which that's your server.
Yes.
There's hardly anybody around. During the day, there was hardly anybody around. I'm like, I want to kill some rares. Nope, nobody around. I'm like, all right. And then I won't do this on my Horde character then. Oh, well.
Well, the time that I hopped on, I don't know, maybe it was last, I don't know what day it was. I hopped on and I went out and I was like, oh, hey, there's people here. Yay, I can get the kills. And we went around. But my nighttime, which is obviously what, 4 a.m. server time, is like this.
Well, 6 p.m. for you was 3 a.m. for me. That's what we figured out, right? So, yeah.
Slightly different for ER. So,
Yeah, specific, right?
It's just been nice. So execute. Thank you. So he's helped a lot. And I managed to just be able to get a few other things done. So I'm happy with that. I don't know if I'm going to get the Pally done. I've taken her over to start. She's back in Ogrima. Oh my God. I tell you, most annoying thing, hit 50. I'm in the middle of a freaking quest. Hit 50 on the Pally. And next thing, Chromie pops up. It's like, and I'm like, I'm in the, let me finish my goddamn quest. So my OCD is like,
I did have a character that hit that I got to 50 with that, and I'm certain Blizzard will address that, because it's so jarring. It's jarring. Like, you're going along, and I've heard it happens even if you're in a group. So you get ported out, but you're still in this group, and the rest of your group is still there, and you're like, see ya. Like, what the, what? Dude.
Yeah.
No. So I'm sure that they're going to fix that. It's just when.
I hope so.
When, right?
It's very annoying. So, you know, I mean, I'm quite happy to, hey, I'll just finish this quest.
Yeah.
I think I had two things to kill out of the 15 or whatever. So I'm nearly done. And it's just like, so yeah. So that was annoying. But I've not seen many ghouls in Ogrima. I really haven't. So again, I don't know. Maybe it's because of my time zone. It's not been a big issue, but I know there's definitely been people having issues. So, but yeah, I guess we'll see. I thought it was supposed to be ramping up more.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm
you don't see them much in Half Hill. Oh wait, you've seen them in Half Hill, and then the text moved because my eyes are stupid, and Manny said I don't see them much either. Hi, Manny.
So hi. So yeah. Anyway, that's it. I did. I thought I didn't get any mounts, but I did get one.
Which one?
I did get one in this time because I've had sucky luck with my
Did you mounts. Get the blue Drake mount that drops off Scatty? No?
I've already got
okay.
it.
Oh, okay. Well, what? Yeah. See, I did too, but everyone's like, oh, there's a mount. I'm like, dude, it's from
the same mount.
Yeah, it's the same mount.
Yeah. I was the same thing. I was like, oh, there's a mount. No. Yeah.
That's the first thing I check for. Hey, is there a mount that I can get? No, it's just a pet. No, all right, I got the pet.
I got one from Rust Feather. Finally, I got that one. So that was really good. So I'm still going back to kill Harvester.
Okay.
Because he just hates me. Pandaria bosses hate me. Rookmar hates me. So I'm still doing, and it's just like, okay. So I did get one, which is, nice. I really like for it to fly.
Yep.
I would really like to have a spinning
just flying cycle. Through the air.
Ah, it would be awesome. I was kind of like, this would be cool. That's pretty much that's it. That's what I've been. I've been busy. Like, I've just doesn't seem like enough time to get all the things done that I want to get done, because, you know, crash and burn. So anyway, it is what it is. My phrase of the year.
Where did I put it?
I don't know.
Oh my God. One sec. Oh my God. I can't believe
flying wheel would be excellent. Not a disc. I want the wheel. I don't want the disc, like the Cloud Walker's rep one. Cloud Walker's rep? Is that right? Did I get that wrong right? Anyway, I don't want the disc. I want the wheel. I want a flying wheel.
Oh my God.
I'd probably get like vertigo. I'd be like, I can't fly it. That would be fun.
I can't believe this. Oh my god. Stone, what? You bozo. Stone's a moron. Never mind. I'll see if I can find it. I just wanted to say, Manny, panda bosses don't hate everybody. I have got all mine. All of them. And I had the numbers recorded, but I can't find them now.
Oh, yes. I can't believe it.
Like 1,000+ like 1,000+ attempts at each boss for sure.
Yeah. Admittedly, you were running that on how many turns?
28 tunes a week.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah.
How many am I running?
Well, but so it's 28 plus your bonus roll. So it's like 40 or 56 attempts each week, right? Because you can get the mount off the bonus roll, which I have done.
If I was running every single turn, that I would not get anything done because obviously limited time, but I run one turn. Which is Lita.
So while Lita has been doing that stuff, her silver dragon has randomly been obliterating our ears. What?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's I hop over to my hunter and silver dragon goes off and it literally, but it's fine on Lita or a Till.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on and I can't figure it out because the weird settings look exactly the same.
So on 28 tunes a week, the panda bosses still hate you, but you hate yourself more. So here's the thing, Manny. When I do my mounts, I try to focus on the earliest mounts first. So I've got all my classics, BC, Wrath, Cataclysm, and then I was left, and then I had Panda Land. And one time I was just like, okay. Let's update my spreadsheet. Let's go. And every week, I got them all done. And eventually I got it. I don't know how I've got them recorded, but it's my OCD. Like I've got to do it a certain way. So now I'm only working on Legion mounts and I've got a handful of those I still need to get, but not really a whole lot.
I've still got some. I pop over there. Like I have my circuit
I need somebody to come with me and do the hive mind mount. You need five people. I have all four of the
Coles. Okay.
So I can fill any role, right? So I just need to find a group of five that knows how to do it, and we just need to do it so I can cross that one off the list. So Manny says he'd call that commitment. I've been going backwards. I have all but one of the 8.3 or 3 mounts. Nice. Which one do you need still? Because I'm like that as well. I need Ray Lun is my 8.3 mount that I still need.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got Soundless, and I'm glad I got Rot Feaster, because the spawn times on those ones, they were brutal. Yeah. The one from Andi, Xin Lao, I think it's Xinlao, Xin Lao. Nice. You will get it, I'm sure. It will happen.
Yeah.
Cool.
Eventually.
Yes.
Okay. Well, see.
Welp. Soundless is the one remaining from 8.2 that you need. I just, got lucky.
Yeah. I haven't seen Soundless up the last few times I've been over.
If I'm out there, pull up the group finder and see if somebody's got a group up. I found a lot of people put up a group and super helpful. And they would actually wait to pull and sheep it until they had a big group. So, and most people are not talking. They're just like, okay, don't pull, sheep it. Okay, pull. Right? That's pretty much it. So, I know that you don't like groups and stuff, but, for that mount, Unless you get incredibly lucky, you might have to go group finder. I'm not sure how it's going to work in at level 60, because I would assume that you'd be able to go in and kill it yourself. I mean, I think I can do that right now already, but
for soundless, I can
for sound soundless. Right. So you may not find as many groups of those.
I can do it. Just there's not been anyone. It's not been up before. I haven't seen it all this week, I don't think.
So on the video, I'm showing up my drawstrings, Carrie. They're still not knotted. Booyah. It has been like 3 months or 2 months since I last knotted my drawstrings. Yep. All right.
Okay. Just wait. Carrie. Oh, all righty. Okay. Well, we're done. All right. Well, it's that time. So, all right. So, so thank you guys for hanging out with us. Don't forget, if you want to check out the website as well, it's www.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that?
Hey, I'm so used to doing the other spiel. It's adventuresinazaroth.com. There you go. That's what we're doing. Email, you can send an email to us, which is podcast@adventuresinazaroth.com. You can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @ADVAzeroth. And don't forget, you can join us live when we're live.
Our next episode is 100. Who knows what that's going to be? Crazy.
Exactly. So, twitch.tv/ADVAzerothStone.
I might take off my shirt for that episode, just saying. So
I'm not taking off mine.
I never said you. I said I might be taking off my shirt for that episode.
Let the chat room know that if you're doing it, I'm not doing it.
Cool. you can find me at STONEGRASP. Like I'm grasping your stone. .com and at Twitter and all the stuff. And I've been streaming more wrestling than anything, but I still stream World of Warcraft on Wednesdays.
How's my wrestler going?
Your wrestler's going.
Okay.
She was a champion and now she's not.
Yeah. No.
Rip.
Come on.
Rip. And Allie's got a wrestler in there too. Allie has a wrestler. Allie Morgan. She and her wrestler plunders booty because she's a pirate. Nice.
Oh.
You know? Right. Yeah. So yeah. That's pretty much it.
Cool.
So
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks. Nice. Okay, so where you can find me, I'm on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as the other show I do, which is the Wow Challenges podcast, which is tomorrow 10 a.m. my time, 7 p.m. Eastern. So got to get that booty. I understand that.
Booty Bay.
Sorry.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And video will be up online soon-ish. And podcast will be out shortly. Peace out. Be good to your neighbors. Be safe.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright
2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.